Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Mike G. and Chris Dotson joining us. And Chris and Mike, welcome to our show.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you guys very much for coming out and joining us here on Let's Talk About It. It's that time again already. Yep. We're right there on the summer, on the edge of summer. And one of the biggest events that happens in the summer, really almost seems like a kickoff to summer in Jamestown, is the Kite Festival. And that returns on June 8th, 9th, and 10th at Meidinger Park. And Chris and Mike, you guys are both part of the Jamestown Kite Flying Club. And you want to tell our listeners kind of how this whole thing got started? I mean, 24 years later, right. Still going on.
Yeah. That's you. You started it.
All right. Well,
you're responsible if there's any problems. So you started.
Yeah, so if there's anything wrong, it's all on Mike. Yeah.
That's the lawyer side, Chris. You know, I started this festival 24 years ago, and we go over this every year, but I mean, it's good to talk about. I just got into kite flying, and I just want to share the passion of kite flying and kite building with other people. And so I went up and talked to Jack Brown at the Park and Rec Department, and he goes, yeah, if you guys want to go have a kite festival, go ahead. You know, so we did that, went to the bank, and we got a bunch of kites together, and we had a bunch of little plastic kites, and we had kids come up, and we did some kite building competitions. And over the years, we've just kind of changed, and this is kind of what we've migrated into. And it's in the kiting world with other kiters around the country. This is a major festival we have here in Jamestown. See,
and I love that you point that out too, Mike, because kite flying is very, very popular. There's a lot of people who are interested in it, interested in flying. So Jamestown's Kite Fest has really grown into become, and it gets people all over. Like they come from all over the place.
Yep, right? They do. We've got, I mean, I can't name them all, but over the years, we've had people from many, many states. I think the farthest one this year is New Mexico.
Wow.
And they're actually regular participants every year. They're up here for this.
Yeah.
Another guy from Texas drives his RV up every year.
Really?
And he actually stays for like 3 weeks because Garrison Kite Festival is this weekend, Skyfest, and he usually stays for... in North Dakota for a couple of weeks to catch both festivals.
Yeah. Awesome. So
I think some of 180 Go members might be coming from New York City.
Really?
Well, yep, that's right.
Yeah. So,
wow. Really, so that might be your furthest travel.
Really coast to coast.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And we've had people from Oregon and New Jersey and, of course, Canada come down. And so
yeah.
If you haven't been, it's strange how you can run into people who have not been to it, and they don't realize people come from all over the country to this, and there are thousands of people coming every year to fly kites, to just look around, to walk around and enjoy the scenery. And if you haven't been and you're in the Jamestown area, you ought to stop by and wonder what all these thousands of people are doing and what they're seeing, because maybe if you don't look up, you might miss it or something.
You know what else amazes me is like we all, like you and I, Chris and I are both, we are both avid kite flyers too. We travel all over. And Chris and I, we used to be able to ride together, but now we can't ride together because we don't have room for each other. And all
with all,
kites.
With all the equipment all the kites, and everything you got,
But you know, it's like, it just amazes me, like when all these people from out of town come, their cars are full to the roof with kites.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Well, there are so many kites out there. It's just unbelievable how many kites are in people's vehicles in order to fly.
Very, very popular hobby. Again, we have Mike G. and Chris Dotson joining us on Let's Talk. The 24th annual Jamestown Kite Festival coming up at Meidinger Park, June 8th through the 10th. And North Dakota, really prime for kite flying, right? It's always windy. You know, there's not a whole lot of, like, there's some great spaces in North Dakota to fly kites, right?
No mountains, no trees. Yeah. It's just one big kite flying field.
Exactly. The whole state is a kite flying field.
Now, I got to throw this in, too. I was wearing that T-shirt in Fargo one time, and a guy came up behind me and started laughing at me. And he goes, well, I used to be a logger in Oregon. And he says, we have another saying for North Dakota, clear cut project complete.
That's a pretty, I mean, he's not wrong. He's not entirely too far off.
That was pretty good.
So this is coming up again, 24th annual, been going on 24 years. Mike and Chris, again, part of the kite club in Jamestown. Really, there's something every single day. And this is for people of all ages, right, guys?
That's right. There'll be, if you don't have a kite, come out and there'll be kite making. There'll be demonstrations. There will be large, huge huge kites. There will be small kites. There will be artistic kites. There's something for everybody at every age. Really, every age.
Yeah.
We can give you a quick rundown. Like on Friday.
Yeah.
Friday we kind of set aside for kind of an informal day, but we are full kite flying all day. But if you are out there and you have a sport kite, a dual line kite, we will make sure that you have a spot to fly your kite. And also we have the 180 guys and we're out there. Anybody with the sport kite, that's the day that we want you guys to come out and we can help you guys learn how to fly that kite. And even if you don't have a sport kite, we can find you one to get you introduced into sport kite flying.
Yeah.
We fly single kites on Friday as well, but it's mostly it's reserved. The sport kiters kind of have the field, on the Friday, because we kind of talked about that. We want to do that because Saturday, it's kind of hard to have sport kites all over just because of safety concerns. And then Saturday is
open flight. I should interject quickly if people understand. Those sport kites are two-line or four-line kites that you maneuver in the sky. And a lot of people buy them. They're not sure. They don't get the chance to practice. Needs to be tuned. Gotcha. Friday's a good time to come out and try that. If you've never seen it, come out on Saturday and watch these guys fly choreographed to the music. It's ballet in the air.
it's something you got to see. And thanks for pointing that out too, Chris. They're not your single line kites. These kites can do a bunch of these stunts and tricks that these kite flyers do. And like you said, in synchronization, it's something else to watch. It's really beautiful.
Yeah. Mike Corey and the 180 Go guys, they're fantastic guys. They work hard. And the unique thing about that team is they all don't live in one town. They live all over the country. Yeah. New York, California, Illinois, I don't know about California, but Colorado and Illinois. They're from all over.
Right.
And the only time those guys get a practice together is when they're at a kite festival.
So they look forward to these kite festivals all over the world.
And this is their favorite.
Yeah. This is their favorite.
They go all over the country and they say this is their favorite. They like the people in Jamestown. Yeah. They like the setup. They make this a priority.
Warren and I were talking a little bit before we came on air here, and I was telling Warren, I talked to Mike Corey, the captain of the 180 Go, and I go, well, who's all coming? Well, there's like 16 of them guys on the team.
Yeah.
And Mike told me, well, they all want to come.
They would all love to come, but they can't all make it, right?
Well, we're
they
bringing in 10 this year. We're bringing in 10 of them flyers, and that's the most we've ever had from 180 Go.
Yeah, and so 180 Go, they put on shows for anybody to come and check it out. People get to ask them questions, how long they've been doing it, questions about their kite flying and how they practice and everything like that.
Yeah, and if the public keeps bugging them, you'll probably end up with a set of handles in your hands to fly a kite.
Yeah, they'll put you in control, and then you get to test your mettle, right?
That's right.
So again, 24th annual Jamestown Kite Festival at Meininger Park, June 8th through the 10th. And I do want to go back to what Chris was saying. When you say huge kites, you mean huge kites. These things are massive that you guys, some of these things that you have set up out there.
I have a dragon that's about 80 feet long.
Oh, man.
And 30 foot wingspan. Mike's kite's even larger.
Yeah, I've got a squid. It's about 20 feet wide, 90 feet long.
Oh, man.
And those are the Maxis. Those are Peter Lynn Maxis.
Yeah.
And you're gonna see a lot of the Maxi kites out in Jamestown.
And I love those.
Those are designed in New Zealand, sometimes made in New Zealand, or the guy who makes them, he works with other countries. So those have to be shipped here at some cost.
And you don't have somebody on the other end too holding on to that thing. You have these things staked to the ground.
No, you don't hold these with your hands.
Typically on those kites, we're using 2,500 to 3,500 pound line for flying line.
It's crazy.
The 3,500 is overkill, but the thing is, after time, when you use the line, it gets little nicks in it and stuff.
Right.
So you want to be overkill to begin with.
Right. Yeah. I mean, they got to be strength. They got to be strong, because the wind, when that picks up, and a kite that big with that much wind, that thing could be off in the distance.
You get your stake in the ground and your line strung out before you get the kite out of the bag.
Wow. it really, so, I mean, not just that, but again, there's kites of all sizes that are there.
There'll be kite making on Saturday.
Yeah.
There'll be door prizes. Including kites being given away all day, t-shirts, concessions, music. There will be wind-driven musical instruments.
Those are beautiful, too. Thank you for pointing those out. Those are awesome. There's a couple of them.
Those are all made by Chris Dotson, by the way.
Are they really?
Sitting right here.
There you go. The man himself.
Yeah,
those are really cool. I mean, and you can't stress enough just how much there is to do and how many different things there is to see. 3 days almost doesn't seem like enough to do everything.
You know, and the thing, too, is, like, if the public comes out, it's hard to come out there and just see it and leave, because during the day, the wind conditions change. And so what happens is, depending on what wind we have or what the wind is doing, we may fly one certain kind of kite, you know, and that's why we have to have so many kites, because we have to adapt to different wind conditions.
Yep.
That's the excuse I use. You
know? It works. I mean, it works.
But it is true.
So, I mean, then you just encourage people to make it maybe out every single day, because there might be completely different kites in the air.
Bring yourself along.
Several times a day, we can change the kites.
Bring
them down, put other kites up, because the winds change.
Absolutely. So we encourage anybody to come out absolutely free, but the concessions, obviously, the T-shirts and everything there. But anybody can come and check it out. You'll see the kites flying in the sky from off on I-94 even.
Oh, yeah.
It really is a premier kite festival, again, on June 8th, 9th, and 10th. Mike, do you want to thank the sponsors, or do you want to mention anything else about that?
The biggest thanks for me, myself, is to the Jamestown Park and Recs Department, because, I mean, without their staff and their space and the manpower, this would never happen. So,
and it's almost like clockwork. They just put it all together now, get those benches out there, get everything ready for the community. And that's great. For any event, it's hard to pull something off like that. And here, I think the community realizes this is great for not just Jamestown, but the surrounding area, and for people driving by. So they just get it all done. So thanks to them.
There's a lot of things behind any festival that you do. You know, you get out there and it's all fun. You know, it's a good time, and that's the goal of the whole thing. You know, but there's a lot of work and a lot of seriousness behind everything that we do, too. You know, Pepsi. I want to thank Pepsi also, too. Domino's Pizza. They put on our flyers for the week before the festival. They put flyers on pizza boxes.
Oh, awesome!
So if anybody wants to know anything about the festival, they can
order
buy
a pizza.
And then they can get their information.
I like it. Yeah.
KQDJ. Thank you guys for having us up here. RM Stout. They let us use their tent every year, and it's much appreciated.
Yeah. Awesome. Perfect. It takes a team, right? It takes a team to put on events like this and maintain events like this. So, Mike or Chris, if anybody has questions, wants to learn more about the Wings on Strings Kite Club or Kite Festival, what are some ways that you encourage them to find more information about that?
There's a website and a Facebook page. The website is wingsonstrings.org.
Okay.
And just look for Wings on Strings on Facebook. That's where a lot of the stuff is being posted now.
Perfect. Okay. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Anything else you guys wanted to add about the Kite Festival or about the Kite Club?
No, we're just a kite club. We're kind of a unique kite club. We're a two-person kite club.
For sure, yeah.
We're no dues, no letters. We're just trying to promote and spread the word about kiting. We try to keep the our state meets here involved, and we try to post that stuff. Chris kind of keeps up the website. To keep that information on the website. And also, too, if you guys need to know about the festival, you can call the Park and Rec Department, 252-3982. And they can give you information on scheduling and what have you on that, too.
Awesome. Excellent. Well, thank you guys for coming in and joining us. And make sure you guys, our listeners, have plans to get to the 24th annual Jamestown Kite Fest, June 8th, 9th, and 10th at Meidinger Park. Chris and Mike, thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks, Warren.